I'm Mark Jacobs. A shootout early this morning between Escambia County deputies and a man wanted for a weekend murder in Okaloosa County leaves the suspect dead. 22-year-old Johnny Ray Kirk killed during an exchange of gunfire with deputies just before 3 o'clock this morning. He was wanted in the killing of an 80-year-old man during a carjacking on Saturday. ECSO says there'll be a news conference at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Marco Rubio believes the protests across Cuba may be a sign of things to come. Rubio says a leaderless grassroots and nationwide movement is just getting started. He warns, though, the Cuban government may respond with bloodshed and by blocking the internet to prevent videos of the violence to be shared online. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely, with temperatures warming near 86 degrees for the afternoon. For tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, lows dropping near 75 degrees. From the First Morning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
79 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Jenko with your money now. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials up another 102 at 34,973. The S&P 500 up 7, but the NASDAQ is down 13. Shares of Virgin Galactic are down 12% on some profit-taking after CEO Richard Branson completed a long-awaited test flight to space yesterday. It was the first space flight to date for Virgin Galactic, carrying more than one passenger. Branson also became the first of the billionaire space company founders to ride his own spacecraft, beating Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. United Airlines is gearing up for winter travel. The airline says it's adding almost 150 new daily flights to warm weather locations in the U.S., Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central America this winter. United says it's adding the flights in anticipation of a continued resurgence in demand for travel. The average price of gas rose a nickel over the past 2 weeks to $3.21 a gallon. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg says prices will likely hold steady for now. That's your money now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
July the 12th, 1901, from offices of the Warren Fishing Company on the Balin Street Wharf, this is 1620 Radio News. Today, Mr. Francis Taylor Sr. and Mr. William Hayes were guides for five newsmen as we boarded the Smack Nellie to view a demonstration of the new wireless telegraphy system just installed on three of the Warren Company vessels. Wireless telegraphy, a product of the work of the Italian scientist Marconi, now will allow the vessels to send messages to proper stations as much as 200 miles from the vessel while she is at sea. The Morse code used for overland telegraphy for over 55 years will be used for this system as well. Asked how and when such messaging would be employed, Mr. Hayes said that it would be a lifesaver in cases where damage or power failure occurred while on the fishing banks or as a vessel was incoming. The operator now will be able to alert the local pilots and so have a meeting arranged, thus saving time.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good Monday morning. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here. It's time to have a good Monday chat over some coffee.
Good morning.
We survived Saturday. It was a good day. You hung out with me. Thank you again for doing that. It was so much
fun. It was fun. Yeah.
We got to hear a lot of the, I don't want to call it chaos, but a little bit of the rush to get to the beach to see the Blues fly.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. After a year off, people were really ready to get a dose of the Blues. So.
Oh, and they did. I still haven't looked to see after, I will tell you, at the end of that day, Malcolm, I went home and I went to bed for like almost 12 hours. And I wasn't even out at the beach in the heat. Apparently pressing buttons and moving things around back here makes me tired. But you know what? I was very proud of the show overall. I got to see a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it just reminded me how cool it is we get to call this home.
Yes. As our old mayor, Mayor Emeritus, used to say, it's the western gate to the Golden State, where thousands live and millions wish they did.
Oh, yes.
That quote is not quite right.
Well,
Mayor Wibbs would do it so much better.
No, but you're right. I mean, even my best friend, I think I told you on Saturday, I had talked to her. She was like, what are you doing at work on a Saturday? I was like, well, the Blue Angels are flying. Mm. She's like, oh, that's cool. They're in your town. I'm like, they are our town.
Yes. Yes, we're Blue Angel town.
We are. You drive right into Pensacola. You see the Blue Angels on the underside of the overpass, right?
Mm.
You see them. And the cradle of naval aviation. This is us. And they definitely pulled through. All, you know, people asked me, why did it look different than other years? They did the low show. And the good thing is the buck doesn't stop there. There's still more to do this summer. And speaking of which, let me make this transition as smooth as possible as I reach this month's issue of Downtown Crowd, which I went to Angels on 12th Avenue the other day, and they had a stack outside waiting for people.
Right.
So see you around town there, Malcolm. But in this month's issue, you have a whole... What is it? 3 pages on summer essentials. Is it 3 or 4? It's 3 pages of summer essentials. What are some of your summer essentials that you can't live without, Malcolm?
Can't live without.
Is it the sunshades? Is it the paddleboard?
Well, I'd like to say that I've tried a paddleboard, but I haven't.
Listen,
not that brave.
Oh, I think you could totally do it.
You think so?
Yes.
I'm a little balance challenged, you know.
You know, you can always try, like, on your knees. And, you know, they have the glow paddle, too, nowadays.
Oh.
Where you can go out in the evening. The only thing that scares me about that is, you know, I heard that the sharks like to feed in the evening. And so I'm kind of just like a glowing piece of meat.
call me a stick in the mud, but... I think, on the rare occasions that I go to the beach, I think you should sit there with a beer in hand, lots of sunscreen and a big hat, and just watch the world go by. That's my idea of fun on the beach.
Mm, just relaxed.
Yeah, chill
calm,
out.
Calm, chillaxing.
Yeah, just watch the gentle movement of the waves coming in and going out, and... take another sip of beer. And
I feel like this is one of those meditation, you know, things that we listen to before we go to bed.
Yeah. You like my meditation voice? Slowly,
you have
waves
a really
come
good
in and out.
You have a really good one, too. I just have to say. So 850-437-1620, what are some of your summertime essentials you can't live without? I know I see somebody just said beer. That's great. I mean, yeah, gets you through the day. I'm not judging. We were talking about doing some glow paddling, get out there and paddleboard and glow. And somebody said shark fine evening dining.
Well, I have something for you.
Tell me.
We have a world championship on the beach. I don't know if you knew this. I don't think many people did. But if you look in in Downtown Crowd, in the July calendar on page 21, the inaugural cherry stem tying world championship comes to Pensacola.
No. What?
Yeah. I think that's something that you would be very good at.
Are you kidding me? I would choke to death. Listen. You put it in your mouth and then you like do the whole thing?
No, I don't. I don't think so. I think you do it with your fingers. I think.
Listen, I think you and I have the wrong.
I have big frumpy fingers, so.
Listen,
but you have very slender fingers. You could probably do it.
Okay, 850-437-1620 on July 17th, which is also the day of our bicentennial. Don't forget. Apparently, you can register for the inaugural cherry stem tying world championship. Okay, this is hosted at the dock on Pensacola Beach at 2 p.m. You think that you're the best at this? Oh, it's with your mouth, Malcolm. You use your mouth. I promise
you.
Yes.
Oh.
So, Al Glinecki. He is the four-time Guinness World Record holder. He's going to be the judge, and he's giving out $1,000 in cash prizes. Oh, in cash prizes, so not just cash.
No, I you can't do it with your mouth. That's impossible.
People do it. Apparently, Al Glinecki has.
Oh, where does it say that?
So, you know, I'm going to have to Google and show you some videos of people doing the cherry stem tying. Is this must be an American thing. Now, the more I'm talking, I can hear our friend Paul laughing on the other side of the radio right now. Can you tie a cherry stem with your tongue? That's a pretty good question.
I couldn't do it with my fingers, let alone with my tongue or lips or however you, whatever the trick is.
The trick is to hold it in your teeth is what the trick is. But you have to get a long enough stem to be able to do that. The short ones don't work. The longer ones from like the dark red cherries work way better. And I haven't done this in years. And I can't. Yep. All right. Here come the text messages. 850-437-1620.
I didn't realize you were a cherry stem tying.
Listen, it was
aficionado.
It was back in the day. Oh, this is so cool.
There is stuff that keeps coming out about you. Listen. You are not a...
I'm a minivan-driving cherry stem tying champion.
Somehow the two don't go together. But
is it Monday? Is this a Monday conversation? Yeah. But Malcolm, you brought this up. And listen, this is so cool because the proceeds, tickets are on sale, $25. And this is after all the bicentennial celebrations, so you won't miss out.
Yeah.
But all the proceeds go to benefiting the Panhandle Animal Welfare Society. Pause.
Yeah, and there's $1,000 in prizes.
Yeah.
This is a way that you can make your summer pin money.
Listen, probably get on the news.
I would like to know a world champion.
Yeah.
Are you going to enter?
I guess, you know, it's a very special day on Saturday. It's my youngest child's 7th birthday.
What a great present for your 7-year-old.
She's going to write
Mommy's
that one down.
Mommy's now world champion.
Her diary. Yeah. My mom tied a cherry stem with her tongue on my 7th birthday. I can just say, oh my goodness, guess what? Somebody just texted in. And some of us can tie 2 knots if you're really talented. Oh, this one. This is a new texter, too.
I just can't conceive of how you could do it. It just... We're going to have to get some cherry stems.
We will. I just start to think of that episode of Friends when Rachel is trying to like impress some guy and she's like, I can tie a cherry stem. And then she starts choking on it. That's how I imagine it going for me nowadays because I just haven't done it in a minute. But it is a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun, though, in the July calendar in downtown crowd. I want to talk about it more, but we got to take a real quick break and we'll come back. 850-437-1620. The cherry stem topic is popular. Malcolm, don't go anywhere. I guess we'll keep talking about it when we come back here on News Radio 92.3 at AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
We had family staying with us when a plumbing disaster struck. Thank goodness Air Design was able to fix it that weekend.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
I can't remember the last time we had a problem with the AC. It's because Air Design's preventive maintenance program keeps it running smoothly.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Hill Kelly Movies in the Park, Autism Pensacola's Sensory Street, and Escambia County's 200th celebration. We are everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You asked for it.
have we reached a new low or what?
Listen, we're people, let me tell you, I just think I fell in love with our listeners a little bit more because they have such amazing sense of humor. Everything from Golden Girl references to tongue-tied. Can't say some of the other ones, but I will tell you, I had to do that just for you, little cherry bomb. 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Malcolm Ballinger's here. It's Monday morning, and there's a lot to do this month. The bicentennial is happening. Will you be there? There's a sunrise service on Saturday. Do you like the sunrise?
Well, I'm going to have to confess here in front of, well, the millions of people that listen to
us—that's right. They're going to get you.
About 10 days ago, my son sent me an email and said, "Dad, here's a ticket. Come visit us in Texas."
Oh.
And of course, they're my grandkids, my son, and so I'm leaving for Texas. I'll be gone for the weekend. I'm sad that it's this weekend, but of course, I couldn't turn down the opportunity to visit with my family.
Oh, absolutely not. It's going to be so much fun.
We'll play a little golf and tune my game up. And so, well, if anybody...
Your son's an instructor, right?
Yes, that's one of his duties, yeah. He is...
So it's always good company.
Yeah.
Does he correct your form sometimes?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's my coach.
But he's loving about it, I bet.
Oh, yeah. He'd say, "Dad, you're stupid. Why are you doing that?" No, he doesn't do that.
Is that how British people are loving?
No, he's very British like me. He says, "Well, Dad, can I suggest something?"
Oh, that's very diplomatic.
Yeah, of course.
I love that. When's the next time they're going to be in town? They got to come soon and enjoy the swimming, get into the water.
Yes,
I'm sure your grandkids love it.
Yes, I'm hoping towards the end of the summer that they'll come visit. But I do enjoy going to Texas and being with, obviously, with my family. But, by the way, anybody listening, don't tell the organizers of the event that I won't be there, because I don't want them to know. Maybe they won't miss me.
I'll get a face mask and a polo shirt, and I'll go and pretend to be you.
Okay.
I'm sure I can pass as that.
I'm sure you can handle the accent.
Of course.
You're really good.
Listen, I have some English family. I'm sure I can brush it up. I brought you Jammy Dodgers the other day, so I know a little bit of my stuff here.
Yeah, do you know how long those lasted?
I know. We were jamming back here with the Jammy Dodgers.
Before I got out of my car at my office after, they were gone.
Oh, that's okay. I love that. That actually makes me happy.
English biscuits, as we call them. you call them cookies.
Right.
Incredible.
With tea or with coffee, perfect. My favorite are McVitie's Digestives. Those are my favorites.
The better ones are the half-coated chocolate McVitie's Digestives.
Do you like the dark or the milk?
Oh, no, milk, of
course.
You
like milk, yes.
Of course, yes.
I don't remember the dark ones when I was living in London, but the milk chocolate ones, I just fell in love with those and would eat like a whole sleeve of them by myself with a cup of coffee or an Americano.
You cannot put the packet down when you start.
No, and I think they're healthy. I think I saw that somewhere.
Well, I'm convinced of it. My daughter-in-law from Texas sends me a care package periodically, which includes McVitie's half-coated chocolate, Penguin bars, usually Cadbury's cream eggs, Cadbury's chocolate fingers.
Listen.
And I try not to eat them all at once, but
I'm
it
getting
is so
hungry.
Difficult.
It's like all of my favorites. And I have a little insider tip for you. I know exactly where to get them right here in town. Yes, because I buy them regularly. You know, once you live in London and you enjoy those things, you have to get more.
Are they the British made or the Canadian made Cadbury's? There is a big difference. I don't know if you've ever read the package.
Yeah,
but they have to be made in England.
What's the difference?
The chocolate is different. The chocolate, the American chocolate, is very different to English chocolate.
I've heard once you taste the English version of candies, you don't want to go back to the American kind.
No, never.
Because we have a lot of like synthetic stuff in it too.
It's very creamy chocolate. There's a very, very distinct difference.
I think I've seen some TikToks about that too, where people try like an American. I want to say like a version of a Twix and then versus like a British version of a Twix.
No
but
comparison.
They will not eat the American one. They spit it out because they say it doesn't taste like what it's supposed to taste like. That's a little scary actually too if you think about it in hindsight. So what are you actually putting in your body and what have we been missing out on?
Well, I don't know that British chocolate's any better for your body. It just tastes better. Which means it probably
you can lie to me and just tell me it's better for me, so I keep eating the chocolate.
Well, don't they say if it tastes good, it's not good for you? Is, you know, your previous guests on the show who I was listening to as I drove in, they would, if they were still here, they'd probably tut tut and say,
they would probably tell us, stop it, you're giving terrible information.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of good information, actually, one of our listeners just texted in 850-437-1620. I didn't even know this. If you look at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Walmart is on the English train now. In the cookie section, they also carry the chocolate digestives, the milk chocolate, and the regular biscuit.
Ooh.
And I bet they're even less expensive than the place that I go to.
Probably.
Because Walmart, you know, they got all the deals. That's such a great tip. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. You know, speaking of which, a great tip, after you come back from Texas, you'll be back just in time for the Summer Sizzler Comedy Jam. So maybe we can get you to do some stand-up. I bet you'd be really good at it. Get
I
a couple
am the
drinks
world's in. Worst golf golf joke teller. Also the world's worst golfer. Freudian slip there, as they say.
No, you can't speak negatively about yourself. This is pep talk.
I can't tell jokes. I've just don't deliver right. You know, other people tell the jokes, I think that is so funny, and then I try and tell it and it's nobody laughs.
Oh,
so I don't
I
tell
bet
jokes.
You could listen. All right, well, you think of one, we'll tell them when we come back. We got to wrap up here with Malcolm Ballinger on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's a celebration 200 years in the making. July 17, 1821, the Spanish handed over Florida to the United States. You're invited to celebrate that momentous occasion on July 17th at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola and commemorate the exact moment Florida became a state. Spanish and English military reenactors will mingle with the audience, and historic Pensacola Village will be open to the public at no charge. Find out more about this celebration at visitpensacola.com/200.
Drift on Pensacola Beach is excited to announce they're now open. Located directly on the Gulf of Mexico, perched high above the foot of the Pensacola Beach Pier and nestled over its sibling, Casino Beach Bar and Grill. Drift is a casual dining restaurant serving modern coastline cuisine with a seagull's eye view of the Emerald Gulf Coast and its sandy white beaches. Let your taste buds drift away as you drift into conversation with friends over a celebration of cocktails, shareable small plates, or seasonal entrees. Drift, modern coastal cuisine, now open on Pensacola Beach.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees, or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line is brought to you in part by Blue Sky Landscaping, Pensacola Hardware, and Barnes Feed Store.
Shake, Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line.
You like that one, I know.
I love that one.
Woo! Sinora, work it all the time. Little Harry Belafonte for the morning. That's a good Monday morning song right there to get us pumped up. And want to remind everybody, go get this month's issue of Downtown Crowd. Lots of things to look into, summer essentials, places to go to get a good hat, some sunscreen, some local gear, and find out everything that's happening around town.
Around downtown.
And then also the Pensacola Magazine, which is excellent. Got some good fishing extravaganzas in there,
yes,
as well.
And, of course, don't forget, you can go to PensacolaMagazine.com, DowntownCrowd.com, or BallingerPublishing.com.
That's right. And one more thing, if you don't want to do any stand-up, you could, you know, really work your vocal cords and go to Monster Jam, and I could see you getting all hyped up about some monster trucks and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's something about big trucks,
really?
You know, crashing and falling over and doing things. That's what guys like. I guess everybody likes.
I guess.
It's fun.
I don't know, I could sleep right through it, I guess. I don't know, but maybe it's just me. I feel like just that extra noise would be like good white noise to take a nap. Oh, Malcolm, it was fun today. Everything from cherry tying and having to teach you about it here on air.
I wish I could be there for the World Championship to see you win, but
we'll see.
I'll listen to the stories when I come back.
Yes, enjoy your trip. We'll see you next week. Don't go anywhere. We have the Chamber Connection coming up next after Fox News.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze.